So we're talking about mental health, work and well-being in Cornwall. Now, one of the bodies dealing with getting more people back into work or providing employment opportunities to the workforce in Cornwall is the Convergence Partnership. Now, they deal with bringing in European money and then allotting it to various projects. Carlene Kellerman heads that up. Just tell me about the challenge, because there are a lot more older people in Cornwall. What sort of challenge does that pose for the projects that Convergence is funding?
I think the common challenge that we face is how do we unlock everyone who is of working age potential in terms of having a job, pursuing a life that they wish to pursue in terms of quality of life and adding value to the economy. And there's no one simple answer to this. And what we'll see today with the conference is what sort of barriers and challenges face all of us, particularly as we get older or of any age, where the barriers of fear or depression or what we generally term mental health get in the way.
Now, I have already heard the mention of depression a lot, because I suppose, as one person has already said to me, that people start off their younger life with a lot of energy and excitement, and then life happens, and then they find they've got to the age of 50, and they haven't got possibly that energy that some employers would want.
I think that nowadays that starts a lot earlier. When we have a look at the youth unemployment and the horrendous statistics that say if you're out of work for 1 year under the age of 25, you could be out of work for 2 months every year you work after that, that's something that we term depression, which is really about a lack of hope and then a lack of self-esteem and a lack of confidence, affect many of us. Yes, it is worse if you've reached the age of around 50, you've been in employment all your life, and suddenly life happens. And the sort of projects that we've been supporting have been about opening up new opportunities for people, but more importantly, to go out and find those people and give them a helping hand.
Now, John Lennon once famously said that life is what happens when you're making other plans. And that's the thing, isn't it? You are thinking about so many other things that you're not possibly thinking about career progression at that time in your life.
I think that what each of us face in juggling everything that's happening while life happens means we sometimes take our eyes off the ball for ourselves. And particularly, may I say, men over the age of 50 who may have been the main breadwinner are then concerned about keeping their children at university or children at school, keeping a roof over your head. What if, what if, what if? And that's a downward spiral. And you'll hear from one of the projects today that they particularly target men and women over the age of 50 in helping them overcome these challenges.
Okay, so if you were going to give someone a bit of advice and they were in this conundrum in life, what would be the key thing you would say to them to consider?
Get out there and find help. There is lots of help and assistance to get you to believe in yourself again, to help you retrain, to get you skills that fit the current employment structure. It's all right to say, but I was trained to be X and I've been doing X for 20 or 30 years. We now have to find what X plus one is so that you can find employment. But please don't keep it to yourself. Don't worry yourself into an early grave. Get out there, have a look on the websites, have a look at Cornwall Works. That's where we pull it all together, and there is help for everyone of working age looking for employment.